Appreciate y'all tuning in to another episode of the Bliss is Ignorant podcast. This is Jay Bliss, and I'm here back in the place, man. But today I got a special guest, man, one of my compadres, one of my comedian brethren, man, out of Tennessee, man. My boy Mike James in the building. Mike, yeah. What's good, baby?
What's good, man? Appreciate you having me on, bro.
No doubt, man. It's long overdue, man. You should have been on like the first season, like this is
I remember
crazy.
We did this right in the pandemic, right?
We did the comedians chopping it up. That was the different podcast.
Okay.
So comedians chopping it up was the one that you were on with me, you, Renard, and I think Ambrose. Mike. I think it was Ambrose. Yeah. So that was a good time, man. But it's good talking to you, man. Seeing you again, even in this light as far as Zoom is concerned. But you be doing your thing, man. Hey, dude. And let me tell you something. Let me start out by telling the people here, your dry bar special is hilarious. Oh,
hey, likewise, brother.
That joint is hilarious. Now, when did you tape yours?
May 2022.
Okay. So yours was 2 years after mine. I taped mine in January 2020, right before the pandemic. Went crazy.
Oh, wow.
That's why my joke don't make no sense. my title of my special was Ninja Practice.
That joke
got to do with the mask. So, that joke don't make no sense. That they're like, wait a minute, was this before the pandemic? Like, this is absolutely before the pandemic.
That's you know funny. What I'm saying? That's
so,
funny, dude.
That joke was crazy. But yeah, man, your style. I appreciate the way you do comedy because you very similar to my style. Like you talk. You just talk.
Right.
You're not a character. Right. You don't. You're not over exuberant in your energy. You don't raise your voice. Like everything is even keel like the whole time, right? So
that's why your dry bar always pop up when mine come up. That's why yours always pop up. They think we the same person.
Yo, dog. Somebody told me I was Mike Paramore. I like, dude, I am not Mike Paramore.
Dude.
Like,
dude, Facebook thinks I'm Mike Paramore. I keep getting tagged in that joke, man.
That I get Mike Paramore. There's another J somebody that they confuse me for. And then I get I get Nephew Tommy, I get Kanye West, and I get and then somebody else. I'm like, y'all just name any black person.
Right. Kanye West. Now you know who I get all the time? And this What's is that? Like I get this. It don't matter. Like on my if you go look at the dry bar and look in the comments, they say Kev on stage. It's ridiculous. When I did his show, Keep Your Distance.
Yeah.
Dude, that's all they were in the comments. Yeah. They were calling me they say I was a mix between him and Tony Baker's baby.
That's hilarious, man.
Yeah. Everybody thinks I look like they think me and Kev are brothers, man.
And you know, it's funny, I think it was a lot of comedians out there right now, man, because Burpee, that's the guy that does the voice of the songs. They be doing joints together. Him and Burpee, we not brothers. Yeah, they be saying we ain't related. That's what is funny.
That's hilarious, man.
That's so that's good stuff, man. So yours was in 2022.
Yeah.
And it was funny that you acknowledged yours too. I had some comments on one of my specials where somebody said, why is it that every black comedian always has to say something about race during their set?
Right.
And I said, when I first got on stage, I did the whole joke about my first time in Utah and then doing the joke about Target, security being playing the same game. In the comments, I let the guy know, as comedians, we have to acknowledge the obvious. I was like, little do you know, or little did you know, I was the only black person in that whole building that night.
Exactly.
And then, so he was like, really? I go, yeah. I was like, so for me to ignore that while I got on stage would have been dumb for me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I was expecting a more diverse crowd, but dog.
Yeah.
I was like, dog, is that white out here?
Dude, did you like from the airport to the hotel? Did you like I might have counted two or three black people.
I saw two in the airport, and then my Uber driver was Native American. But they don't, like, he didn't wasn't connected with me at all. Like, you know, it was like a whole nother, he felt he was like somewhere else on the pecking order. Like, he was just like, oh, you're just another black dude. I'm like, wow.
Yeah. So it was how tall are you?
I'm 6'2".
So they looking at you like they were probably trying to figure out who you were, like
who he played for.
You know, black. Yeah. Because that's exactly what I was getting.
That's you way taller than it. You way taller, so that's like, funny. Man, come on, man. But yeah. It was a good experience. I think that the footage is what I garner most about that experience, because the footage is great. I felt like it was a good special. Have you gotten the crowd coming to your show thinking you're clean?
No, but I do worry about that. I think about that. It's funny because I was actually talking to my wife about that. I was like, you know, I've gone back and forth with, you know, do I want to just go clean?
Right.
And it's just like, I like being able to do any kind of crowd.
Right.
Like, switch it up.
Right.
I don't think I could just, because I don't want to just be clean.
Right.
If that's not who I really want to be, you know what I mean? I don't want to just.
We in the same boat. So I did a comedy catch, a year and a half after I did Dry Bar. So I get to the club, and the first two rows is like 25 people. And they're like, Jay Bliss. And I'm like, I don't know nobody here in Chattanooga.
Right, right.
And a lady like, we saw you on Dry Bar. And I just start busting out laughing. I was like, I said, yo, this ain't going to be the same show, y'all. And everybody started laughing, right? So they're like, we don't care if you don't tell if you tell the same joke. I was like, no. What you don't understand is, I said, I had to be Utah clean out there. That's not my style. I said, but you'll enjoy what I'm about to do. So I was like, doing these jokes or whatever. I start going to thing, and the lady's like covering her mouth and everything. Yeah, and she's like, and I was like, are you offended? And she's like, no, not at all. And I said, it's like, that is different though. I was like, yeah, it's totally different. Like, it's totally different.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, I work with, so you know, Mikey Winfield.
Yeah.
I work with Mike, and you know, I was on the road. So Mike did a show in Baltimore, and I was up there for that weekend, and I said, Mike, you mind if I open up for you? He's like, no problem. So he got it with the club, and I get up there. So I go up there and do my set, and I was like, Mike, do you, like, keep me clean now? He was like, man, pretty much. As after he went to America's Got Talent, Mike, his whole fan base is coming from a TV show.
And see, that's what I'm saying, though. You got that side of it, too, because a lot of, and in addition to, like, Dry Bar, I did Huckabee show.
Okay.
Now I got people coming over from that. That was clean. And then I did Nate Bargatze's his show. That was also clean. And then I go out with him too.
Right.
You know what I mean? So that's a whole nother audience of clean.
Wow. So what I think about that though, Mike, so you being in the area that you in, you have Dusty Slay.
Mm-hmm.
You got Nate.
Yeah.
You got that's two clean comics that don't really curse at all.
Right.
And there's somebody else that's in that area that's really clean.
That's really clean?
I was trying to remember who I remember being out there. What's your boy name? John Chris is out there too, right?
Oh yeah.
John Chris. All the Nashville was clean. Like,
right. It's crazy.
Except for you, Renard, and them, right?
Right. No, we got Steve Burns still out here.
Steve Burns, that's right.
Theo just left. Theo was out here.
Yeah.
But you know
it's good to be able to be that flexible. To be able to, you know, keep it clean if you need to keep it clean.
Yeah.
I like I did a show last night, and they was like, keep it TV clean. And I was like, nah, I don't want to do this show. Like, that's the first thing I said, I don't want to do the show because, like, you know, there's I push the envelope when I do my comedy, right? So a lot of times if the crowd is, I mean, we know comedy for a while. How long you been no comedy now, Mike?
17 years.
Yeah, so I'm at 18, right? Okay. So we've been doing comedy long enough to know that. Let's say, for instance, you go into a room and you into your first 4 minutes and you're not connecting.
Right.
What's the first thing you will do? Go darker, like, right?
I'm gonna find something to wake them up.
Right. Like, yeah. So, and when you in a spot where they telling you stop, don't say these certain things, and when somebody say TV clean, that just means to me, don't say the F bomb.
Right.
You know, shit and damn and ass really is not going to offend too many people because you can hear that on TV.
Right,
so
exactly.
that doesn't bother me. But, you know, if someone says, oh man, just say whatever, I still won't be at the part where somebody's that offended. But there's going to be a couple jokes where I got to push the envelope to let people know you had a comedy show.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think that we real similar in that way because I don't think I'm like, I do have some jokes that you're like, whoa, but I'm not overly, you know what I'm saying? For the most part, I'm kind of, I could take my set, basically take out some words and change it up and still, you know what I mean? Do it clean.
Right.
So I'm not super dirty.
Right.
But it's just like, I guess for me, it's just that idea that's like, I got to watch what I'm saying while I'm up here.
Absolutely.
And sometimes it doesn't. It never comes into play sometimes.
Yeah.
Knock on wood, it's been cool. I haven't really had those issues where, I don't know if you've ever done it where you've been on a clean show and then you'll start a joke. You're like, oh, okay, do this. And you're like, you try to back. It's like no way to back out of. Sometimes you just got to tell them, like, I can't do this.
I tell people that all the time. I'll be like, hey, man, I was about to tell y'all a joke that I ain't supposed to be telling tonight. And then the crowd will be like, say it anyway. And I'm like, y'all sure? And they're like,
nah, I can't do that. Yeah.
It's times I've done that where they say, we need you really to be clean. And I'll let the crowd know, hey, they told me to be clean tonight. And then, like, you know, you get a couple jokes in, and you tell the people, hey, can I do one bad one for y'all? And they'll be like, yeah. You know what I mean?
I mean,
I like that balance or whatever. You know what I mean?
I should try that, man. I ain't never tried that.
Dude, listen, I think one of my best advice that I got from one of my comedian mentors, rest in peace to D. Cameron. D would tell me, man, he told me one time, he was doing a joke and he forgot to do his setup, right? So he did the joke and did a callback, but he never did the first joke that the callback was referencing, right?
Damn.
So I'm looking at the set like, man, he didn't do the joke.
Right.
But he said it, and then the crowd didn't react. He goes, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you what just happened, right? So he goes in, explains the whole thing, and goes,
oh, that's hilarious.
I was supposed to do this joke. Then he does the joke, right? And then goes back and tells the joke over again. And I was like, so he get off stage hilarious. And I said, dude, he was like, oh, you thought I was doing that for them. He's like, dude, I had a great time. I was doing this all for me. And I was like, so when I think of that, and it made the most sense to me, when I think of that, think about the best set you ever had. Were you trying to impress them or were you just having a good time?
I was having a good time. Like, that's, every time. I just get them. Cause really, I get in my once you get in that flow, and you up there, man, you just having a good time, dude. Like time is just flying by, dude.
Right.
Like it's such a good time, man.
And I will say this, like, so you know, I am old enough to know that I don't ever envy someone's position in their career because I don't know what they had to go through to get where they are.
Sure.
But you are on stage a lot. And that sharpens your skills to the point where, you know, I can sit there and be like, oh man, I could follow Mike. Not when somebody be on stage every weekend. Like you can think you can. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, you can't. Yeah, no, to your point, dude. Like when somebody's like on stage like that, yeah, they on stage all the time. Like you could probably follow somebody that's from that goes up once a night, right? Like, but trying that's easier than to try to follow somebody in New York that's doing four, five
Four or
shows a
five
night.
different for a night.
Yeah, see, that's they on a different. People don't understand it. Like that's it's such a muscle, and if you working it like that, like that's I would love to go up as much as they do in New York, dude. Like Godfrey,
And
man,
I
dude,
know
the
that dude
dude
is a
told
there.
me, he told me at one point he was like for 2 years straight. I forget who was all who I was with him, but he said they were going up six times a night, six, seven times a night. It was like they were doing like 40 sets a week. A week,
That's
dog.
crazy, man.
A week.
That's crazy.
And then like I'll go up and I'll do 30 in front of him. Hot 30. Man, he goes up behind me. Within 2 minutes, they forgot about me. You see the difference. Like you can see the difference, like that, like it's insane. But really, man, honestly, dude, I'm kind of in a blessed position right now because to get to work with, to get to see like Godfrey, somebody like Godfrey, and then also to be able to see somebody like Nate, which they are two different styles, but like they it's like they're geniuses, dude. It's like a like genius. Like it's crazy to see this.
Well, you know,
Yeah.
it's funny because like so Nate, very similar to Nate and Ali, from a storytelling aspect. Is insane. Ali is insane to me anyway because I've seen him do six shows and not repeat one joke.
Me too. Me too.
That's
I've
crazy
seen
to me. That's
it.
crazy to me. And the reason why it's crazy to me is because I'm a different person because I like some of my jokes. Like
Oh
I
yeah, I love my
actually
job.
love some of my material and I feel robbed if I don't get to tell certain jokes. You know what I mean? But for him, it's like
I don't.
one joke will be 20 minutes, and I'll be like,
But
yo, that's
it's like how he feels though. Like it really is how he feels. Like it's crazy to I mean, I like to see both sides of it. I like to see the I think it's prolific when you see somebody that can do that many shows, that much time, and never do the same. That's prolific. But then
that's crazy.
I like to see the process. I like to see how somebody takes a joke. Like I love to see when Nate starts his joke, where he starts it from, and then by the time he tapes his special, like that process. And then I love to see the evolution of that joke. And the when he completes it, you're like, wow, that's crazy. You know
Or
what I mean? So,
I'll tell you another aspect.
yeah.
Doing the same set to two different audiences
Oh,
and watching the different reactions of the crowd and how you navigate through one crowd who explodes through the punchline. And another crowd who moans through the punchline, and how do you differentiate the two, and have a good experience from both of them? And some people feel like, oh, if they moan, they didn't like it. No. A reaction is what you're looking for. It don't have to be laughter. You're just looking for the reaction because you can have a comeback for that reaction.
Exactly.
You know, I
You
do a
should
joke
have a comeback.
about, yeah, I have a joke about, football game and being married and watching the football game and my wife at the time coming downstairs and say, you act like you love football more than you love me. And I said, that's the dumbest thing I've heard in my life. When the last time you see me come downstairs with a jersey on with your name on the back? Then I say, what the fuck is my sandwich at? That's the real question. You know what I mean?
That's the part to get the grow.
But here's the crazy part. I get the groans from like the women, but the dudes be
Of
like,
course.
that was fucking funny, right? That like the laughing thing. But it's so amazing because I don't tell that joke for a laugh. I tell it to show them, I tell it, I show it, I tell them to show it that I'm not married anymore. But that's what I'm thinking. And anybody that's married, they're like, yo, I wish I could say some shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
Do it for the married dudes, man.
I do it for
we appreciate you, man. Appreciate you taking it on the chin for us, man.
That's so funny, man. I will say another thing about your set that I appreciate was your misdirection. It was hidden. Like, I didn't see it coming. Thank you, bro. I didn't see it coming. And I was like, that's a good thing about misdirection. You're not a mixed direction comedian, but you have a few misdirection in your set, right?
And I like that.
Yeah, it's great because now, I mean, not everybody can be a Quindale or Anthony Jeselnik, right? Where every single joke is misdirection. Like, you know it's coming and you still can't figure it out. Like, that's genius in itself. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
But yours, there was one joke you did on that set that I felt like there was a comeback that you missed that you didn't do. And I was trying to remember what it was because it was been a while since I watched it.
I hate that, man. I hate when I miss film based.
But it's funny because we as comedians, we gotta be like, yo, let me tell you what I wrote down. You know what
I'm saying? Right. I hate when I miss it, dude. And I'm like, dang. Dude, that's it right there. I wish you would have told me that beforehand.
I know, man. But you know, it's so fun, man. Like when you be on the road. Like, I tell you, be honest with you, man. Like one of my dream tours would be my peers of people that have been in the game around the same amount of time. And us just going out there and just picking each other's brain. Like a Renard and a Marvin Hunter and a Ambrose and cats like that's been in it, but say like the next group,
you know who we are, it's funny
because they're all beasts in their own light, right? Like, I find Ambrose hilarious, bro. Like, I find him hilarious without even telling a joke. His crowd work alone is funny to me. Yeah. And and the same thing with Renard. Like, Renard's voice alone made me laugh. Like, I'm like, this dude's funny to me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so it's just, I just, like I said, if it was opportunity, you know, us on our by ourselves, like, I know when you did your dry bar, Renard did his, and I did mine. I was like, man, that would be easy for us three to be able to say, all right, dry bar can put us together and just give us six dates, right?
Yeah.
If they did, I think people would be like, I remember seeing these dudes. Like, I want to see what they talking about now. And it would probably be like, yo, you know, that would be a good setup. But, you know, they're not going to do it because of what they promote, like how they promote it. When you look at the numbers, man, when they see our faces, they don't look at our videos like they look at everybody else.
They just don't. That joke, it's crazy, man. But you know, I'm still waiting on, mine to go viral. Like my boy, I shot with him that day, Brad Upton. You see him?
Yeah.
So did you know how that whole story about how his went viral?
Now, what happened?
Like, he said his was out like 2 years.
Yeah.
Like 2 years. And he said he was on vacation with his wife and his phone was just blowing up one day. And that's what it just went, like something happened. It just went viral. Like super viral.
That's dope.
And from that, like, dude, like, now, I mean, obviously his career took off to another level. But
and I mean, like I said, mine has been out, you know, mine going on 3 something, you know what I mean? But it came out a year. So I taped it in 2020, but it didn't come out for almost two years.
Yeah, okay.
So it came out in 2022. Yeah. It came out 2022, even though I taped it in 2020.
Okay.
So, but I mean, and I'm talking about stuff that people probably don't know, but you did get the second contract, right? Like, did you get the other thing you had to sign on your contract from Drybar?
What?
So it's about sharing the material from Drybar, right?
You have to
have a call to action, meaning you have to tell people to go look at your special on their app. And then you also have to have the watermark on all the videos of Dry Bar Comedy. If you don't have both of those on those videos, they can withhold some of your earnings or whatever. And they'll tell you to take it down. So
I haven't gotten any.
Right. Anything, so I had to take all mine. Down. I took all mine down, right? But this is the plus side. I'm take it all down, but now I'm going to reintroduce them.
Yeah.
Right? With all the words at the bottom and everything.
Oh,
and just,
right, right.
Because now you do have an opportunity for it to go viral because, you know, and anybody listening to this, this is all you have to do. Just like, comment, and share, damn it. That's it. That costs you absolutely nothing.
That's it.
It changes the algorithm and people will see it on their timeline all because of you doing something about it. And people don't get that part. How many people send you videos?
Man, all the time, dog. Like, dude, I'm like, why do you send my stuff out like this? Like,
I asked the same question, man.
Yeah, like, dude, like, I appreciate this. This is funny, but send my stuff, dog.
Send my stuff out, man. That's what I tell people all the time. Send my stuff out, man.
But you got some. Like, what was dope about yours, dude? You got so many that you can chop up.
Yeah.
And like, dude, you got you got some hitters.
But that's the thing. So here's the secret, right? And I told Jason Allen King the same thing. So a lot of the clips that you, like, we think of our joke as the joke is in its entirety.
Right.
You don't have to do the whole joke. You can do the premise.
Yeah.
Right. And you can do one punchline, man, and just put it out there. If it, a minute and 30. Yeah. I don't care if it's in the middle of the joke. Just put it out there, right?
Yeah.
My That's most smart. Viral joke from Dry Bar went crazy on their TikTok page, and it was like 2. Something million people watched it. It was the death joke, but it was only the first half of it. The joke only went up to the part where I said, I don't know where that kid is. I guess I got a 3-day weekend. Went viral.
Didn't finish it. Dang.
Didn't finish it. Went viral. And I was like, all right, so I don't have to put the whole joke up. I can just put up the first part. Now we think of our jokes as bits, but like, I got to do the whole bit because there's a payoff at the end. You don't ever got to even put the payoff up. Just put the clip up.
And then when they get the payoff later.
They get the payoff later because they'll go back and watch the special.
Yeah.
Or maybe you put up the second half a month or 2 months later. You know what I mean? It's just, it's weird, man.
Yeah.
But I don't want, like, you don't want to put a 3.5-minute bit up there.
Yeah, right.
They ain't gonna watch it.
That's what I'm talking about. Who's watching like 4-minute bits and stuff? Nah,
not for comedy. Now, if you're doing a skit, it's different. But for stand-up, they not going to watch stand-up like that.
30 seconds,
1 minute, 45,
yeah,
something real quick where you just hit them with something and they be like, man, that was funny as hell.
Yeah.
That Utah joke is 33 seconds, bro.
Yeah.
And people be like, man, that's hilarious. Your timing.
Yeah.
I think, who was that? who was my man out of Atlanta that did his joke? He did the thing on... I don't know why I'm forgetting his name right now, man. That's my boy too. He did my podcast too. Hold on. I gotta look this joint up, man. I feel bad that I'm forgetting his
joke,
name.
What joke he get?
He did a joke. He said, I had the lady get in the elevator and she grabbed her purse. He's like, and I was offended. You know what I mean? He said, because I'm pulling at the purse and she pulling at the purse and I'm pulling at the purse. He's like, just let go. You know what I'm saying?
That's funny.
I was like, the timing of it was so great because it was so unexpected. So it was like a misdirection. And it was just it was just golden, man. And I was just like, yo, that is the best way to get somebody in. Like, this the unexpected humor. So how did you end up hooking up with Godfrey?
Oh, Godfrey, that whole thing popped off because I through Stroop.
Got you.
He booked me in Richmond, opening for Godfrey, and then so I opened for him, and like our styles are so different. It just worked out, and then we got they booked me again to open for him in Syracuse.
Yeah.
And then after that, then it was he was just like,
it's
you
like,
know,
man,
he would
just,
hit me
yeah.
up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
So.
it because you know, the funny thing about it is like I talked to a couple people that have the same openers and stuff like that. You gotta get along with somebody to be able to do that.
Right.
Like y'all gotta
Yeah.
be able to actually like each other. Because if it's a
Yeah.
situation where you're like, man, this dude getting on my damn nerve. You know what I mean? You know,
Right.
like, you know, you be
Exactly. You got to
like,
be a
yo.
good hand. Yeah.
But
Yeah.
I
No,
like
that
seeing I
Southie
like
was my
seeing that.
dude.
Yeah, I like to see how y'all connect. Cause number one, y'all both smoke cigars. I like that's like that would be a
Yeah.
plus on my end. You
Yeah.
know what I'm
Yeah. Yeah.
saying? And then like
Right.
you know
Right.
y'all
Right.
just laid back dudes, man. Y'all like you know what I'm
Yeah.
saying? I got Godfrey's a little bit hyper, but like I said,
Yeah. I was
you
about to
probably
say. I was
balance
about to say. I'm
you
laid
balance it
back.
out.
You
Yeah,
ain't laid back.
you balance it out. You know what I'm saying? Like you got to balance it
Yeah.
out. Cause if both of y'all was jumping off the walls,
Right,
somebody be in jail. You know what I'm saying?
And like, man, that dude, man, like, he'll beat a crowd in submission. Like,
Yeah.
it's funny because I watch him. Like, he'll say something. It's almost like bait. He'll throw a little joke out there, and if they just laugh, if you chuckle at it, it's almost like smell blood in the water, and he just keep hitting it. He keeps hitting that joke until you doubled over. Like, dude,
Yeah.
like I can't take no more. Stop. It's like
Yeah.
I worked on that now because of
Yeah.
him. That's like
Yeah.
one of the things I'm observing. I'm like, let me start trying to do that, like dig more into the joke instead of like
Yeah.
I probably because I've heard that like a lot of times. Like I don't know if you ever come off stage. I had who was that? I think it was Griff. Somebody was like, "Hey man, you left a lot of meat on the bone right there." And it's
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
ah,
yeah. Yeah.
you know what I mean? Like,
Yeah. I
okay.
mean, it's very, very similar to us. You know, when a comedian is watching from afar and they appreciate what you're doing, and you know, you're out there just trying to get your time in, but someone goes, you know, four of those jokes you didn't even have to tell. Like
Right, right.
you could have stayed on this part of it, right? And
Right.
how many times should we go back and rewrite a joke, or expand a joke, and make the original joke the premise, and then go deeper into it where we actually leaving material out there. And people always
Yeah.
feel like, you know, I have two albums, right? But that doesn't mean that those two albums, that those jokes are retired and I'll never have to do them
Right.
again. Like I could actually
Right.
go back out, reinvent those jokes, and then
Yeah.
say, you know, this is like I do the joke fries at the bottom of the bag, and that was the name of my second album. But if fries at the
Yeah.
bottom of the bag, and I do it fries at the bottom of the bag revisited, I got like 4 or 5 more minutes on the end of that joke that you
Right,
know
right.
could you know, and it's key because like Atlanta comedians do that a lot. Like
Oh yeah.
they'll go on
Yeah.
stage and they'll have three premises
Yeah.
for 40 minutes,
Yeah.
and
And just
they just be in that topic to death.
Yeah. Hammer every angle of it.
Every
Every
angle.
angle of it. My boy, another one is what K Dub real good at.
Yeah. K-Dub. Listen, K-Dub's joke about them damn hash browns at the drive-thru, bro.
Dude.
It's funny like
He just
that.
keeps going. Like it just like dude, you're gonna be crying laughing by the end of it. He's not gonna stop until you're crying.
Yeah.
I want to get like that.
But you think
You know
about
what
the
I mean?
joke. So it's three of them that's iconic. One is the scanner at the grocery store. The other one is the lottery ticket.
Right.
And then the other one is the hash browns at the drive-thru.
But see, he's got more like that though, like the one where he talk about when you walk in the bad restaurants, when you can tell when you walk in, because as soon as you walk in, they throw the meat on the fryer. It's like as soon as you walk in, hey man, how you doing? Like, and
I gotta get
he just keep doing it, dude.
I gotta get K Dub
Man.
on this damn podcast, man. But you know,
Dude.
I can't get K Dub on the podcast because he just gonna argue with me the whole time. So you
That's
know, it's
what makes him K Dub, man. He wouldn't be K Dub if he didn't do that, man. Dude is crazy, man. That's my guy, man. He is so
that's
funny to
my
me, man.
dude, man. We was in the Miller Lite comedy competition together. And me and K-Dub was in the finals, and K-Dub ended up winning it. And I seen him like 2 months later down in Columbia. He like, man, what up, Blitz? I said, what's good, man? He's like, man, dude, that night, man, he said, I just knew you was gonna win that contest. I said, dude, I was still pissed. I was still pissed off about that. And he was like, he said, yeah, man, because you was way more it was way more professional, man. I was like, he said, I had a t-shirt on. He said, I had a t-shirt on. That's some beat up J's. I was like, dude.
My boy dumb, man.
I was like, man, K is wild, man. It's funny, man. I just like I said, you know, Mike, you know, if for those that are listening to this podcast, man, if you don't know who Mike James is, you definitely gotta go check this dude out, look him up on social media, and then look at the clips that he has up and go look at his dry bar special. Cause what you'll realize is, you know, a lot of people that listen to the podcast, they do come back and tell me, I follow people that I listen to on your podcast that I didn't know about. So, you know, that would be, and that'll be a key, man, because, you know, there's tons of funny cats out there, you know what I mean?
Right.
But I just like, you know, we meet each other through our commonality and just traveling or whatever. And like the first time I met you was just because I happened to be in Nashville. Yeah. And, you know, it was, we just went out there and I was like, yo, who is that dude? And that's Mike. I was like, yo, that Joe's funny. That dude, funny as hell.
I appreciate it, man. Yeah, man. Because, you know, somebody come to your city, you don't know them. And you like, man, who is this? Who is this? Right. So, you know, already like, man, who is this? And then you get up and you like, oh, okay.
Oh, this dude funny, right?
Yeah,
right.
He's funny. I'm fooling. You know what I mean? Like, and you could feel that coming at you too. Like, you know, you'll go somewhere, before the show, you know what I mean? The headliner, whoever it is, they ain't never heard of you. They may be kind of standoffish to you. They may not really, like, they might even be kind of rude to you.
Yep.
Then you get on that stage and burn it up, and then you come off and they cool with you. Like, hey, what's up, man? What's up, man? Come on in, man. Sit down.
Yeah. That's how I was with Ali Sadiq. First time I was with Ali Sadiq.
Ali, did you like
it? Ali have shit to say to me, man. Look, so I walked in the green room. I introduced myself. Yeah. I said, hey, man, how you doing, man? I'm Jay Bliss. I'll be the feature. He's like, man, nice to meet you. And he shook my hand or whatever. Yeah. And I get it. You know, traveling all day. I get it. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, all right, cool. Yeah. So I leave. I don't even go in the green room. I just leave and I go stand out in the showroom. Like, so I go on stage. I do my thing. And I can see he's standing in the back. And I'm doing my set and I get done. And as I'm walking up and he's getting ready to get introduced, I walk up. We bump hand, bump fist. He goes, how's the crowd? I'm like, they ready, bro. And I said, it's good.
Yeah.
Like that. So I leave and I call my man DS.
Oh, and
DS is like, oh man, you in Albany with Ali. I was like, yeah. He said, tell Ali. I said, what up? I said, yeah, I'll let him know, man. I said, he ain't really say much to me yet. He's like, all right, I'll holler at him like that. So we get done with the show and I leave. And then DS hit me up in the next afternoon. He's like, man, Ali called me. I said, where? He's like, yeah, Ali was like, hey, you know this dude out of Charlotte named Jay Blizzard? He's like, yeah, that's my boy. That's my boy. Hey, dude, fun. He's like, dude, funny. Like that. So I get to the green room the next day, and now we talking, we chopping it up. We realize we like the same age. I'm like, I'm like, whatever. And then it was like, it was cool after that. But you're right, because you just don't know how people going to treat you. Like, I was in a comedy competition one time. Mm-hmm. I'm in Raleigh. I live in Charlotte. So I get to Raleigh. All the comedians up there, they in this group. They talking, camaraderie or whatever. I'm standing off to the side. They talking about who going to finish what place. Oh, you probably going to finish first, second, third.
I'm
sitting there like, I'm going to light these dudes up. So I get on stage. I do my set. The manager come down the steps. She like, oh, who was on stage? Y'all going crazy. I hear this shit all the way upstairs. Soon I get done, here go five comedians. Man, where you live at, man? Where you from? I'm like, I live in Charlotte. Like, what's your name, man? Like, that's it.
We funny acting like that, man. I don't know why we like that, but it's like, and then it's like, because if, I don't know, if somebody bomb, you're not going to be mean to them. Right? Uh-uh. You're not going to.
I'm
going to
tell you, come hang out. I'm going to tell you, come hang out. Like, yo, come hang out. Because I got to roast you, man. Like,
I got to roast you. What's the point? Then you just, like, we just don't, we can't fool with you until we see you on stage.
We got to see, We gotta see what it is. Yeah. It's funny, man, because I remember I was doing a run. I was in Augusta, and then I had a one night off, and then I had to go to Dothan, Alabama. And then I was like, Dothan, Alabama. And I was like, I called Marvin Hunter. I said, hey, man, y'all got any rooms in Atlanta I can do, like, to go up on Friday night or Thursday night? He was like, Jose, let me hit my man, Big Sean, up. So he called Big Sean, and he's like, yeah, you go up to BQE, Big Sean going to give you a guest spot. He give you, like, $125. I was like, I ain't asking for no money. I was just trying to go up. He got you like that. I was like, cool.
Perfect. Yeah.
Like, 20 minutes. I was like, cool. So I get over there. Now it's a bar. They got TVs, everything, but they crammed up in there. Nice vibe, everything. Now I'm standing in the back and I see these other comedians come in and they in there chopping it up. And I seen one dude I knew from back in the day, and he kind of knew. He's like, hey man, you Bliss. I said, yeah. He's like, what you doing here? I was like, I'm going up tonight. He said, you going up for the paid spot? I was like, yeah. So he's like, oh, all right, bet. I found this out later. They was all in the back, like, this dude about to bomb.
Because they
knew the crowd, right?
Yeah.
And then they also knew that I wasn't from Atlanta. Like, I didn't do Atlanta scene. I was North Carolina. I do the Charlotte scene.
Yeah.
I go up there, man. I tell you, like, I'm like 7 minutes in. And I go into this long story. I'm going to this story, and I see the bartender tell the people at the bar, shh.
Yeah.
That's when I knew I had the whole crowd.
Dude, I love
it. Got the bartender telling everybody to shut the fuck up, right?
Yeah.
So I got him in the palm of my hands, right? And I hit him with this punchline, this shit go crazy. So I get done. I do my 20 sentences. Sean was like, yo, man, you killed that shit. I said, appreciate it. And I go back. So 2 years later, one of the dudes that was in the back was opening up at somebody in Charlotte. He's like, yo, you was at BQE that night? I was like, yeah. He said, dude, we was in the back. We knew you was about to bomb. He said, I ain't never seen nobody get that joint that quiet up in there. I was like, yeah. He's like, dude, we gotta do quick fire in there. I was like, not me. I wasn't doing no quick fire up in there.
And that's what, dude, I love that. Like, a lot of people don't love, like, that silence.
Yeah.
I love it. Like, I know they're listening. If especially, like, when you get a crowd that's rowdy before you get up there, and then, like, in the middle of your set, you notice you can't hear anything while you're talking, you're doing, oh, man, I really take my time with that.
Dog. That's 12 years.
Yeah.
So that's 12 years in when you really comfortable with your silence.
Yeah, I love it.
Right. So think about this. How many times have you told a joke? The punchline is over. You allow people to laugh all the way till this shit is quiet.
Yeah.
And then you go. Till it's quiet. Then you just be like.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's like.
Yeah, yeah. Go like, on to the thing.
They just wait on the next thing you say.
I love it. I love it. And then sometimes, really, that starts the laughter. You'll start picking back up just from me just sitting in it. I'm just like, I ain't even doing that. I'm just listening to y'all.
Yeah, you know, and that's a plus too, because sometimes, like you said, somebody said you left some meat on the bone, right? And Mike Paramore was on the podcast. He said one time he tells jokes and he gives himself 15 seconds after his punchline just in case something pops in his head. Huh. Or if somebody says something crazy in the crowd. Because I asked him one time, you laugh at your own material. He was like, sometimes that shit be cracking me up. You know what I mean? Yeah. Sometimes, you know, I'm saying something and I'll say something after the joke that I never said before and it'll make me laugh. And I'll go, damn, like the patience that you have in order to be like, let me see if something pop in my head. That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. And like I said, just like with working with Godfrey, watching him do it, you know, obviously that starts to influence you. So, you know, when we do our shows, it's just a 2-man show. So I feel more comfortable doing stuff like that, taking more risks. And, you know what I mean? Because a lot of times you may not feel comfortable on somebody else's show taking risks. But I feel like I got that. He gives me that kind of latitude to do stuff like that. So when I'm up there now, it's like I'll hit something. And then I will try to add more to it. I try to add something to every joke every time.
Right, 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 right. That's a good one.
And it, you know, sometimes it's something, sometimes it ain't. You know what I mean? But at least I want to find out.
Yeah. So when you're so okay, so two man show, what are you doing? 30? And then
Yeah,
he's doing an
at
hour.
least 30.
So
No, he's
30.
not doing
So
that.
what part of that 30 would you put your new stuff in? Like, do you do a new stuff every time, or are you just usually
Yeah.
just doing the same set?
If when I do the new material, like it's somewhere closer to the beginning, but not the
Yeah.
first joke. It's so
Absolutely.
it's,
Absolutely.
yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
So
Yeah.
I
Yeah.
warm up a little bit and then I hit them with something. And I like to do it. I don't want to do it in the middle because once I'm in the middle, I feel like I got them where I want to take them, right?
Yeah.
I don't want to lose them. I don't want to bring them down from that. So I
Yeah.
do it more. And then in the front, you got to get them to trust you because they don't know you. So it's like I
Nah.
can't do it
Right.
all jump. So I
Right.
throw a couple that I know is gonna work, and then mix in the new stuff, and
Yeah.
hopefully it's
Yeah.
successful.
The new jokes are always a plus, especially when they kill. Like when you get a
Yeah.
bigger laugh from a new joke and you'd be like, oh man,
Oh,
I got something with this one. You know what I
it's.
mean? It's just
Dude,
like,
it give you a boost, man. It's like a battery in your back. Every time I write something new, and it's like, oh man, this is killing. Like,
that joint hit just a little bit more, you know what I
yeah,
mean?
dude. Oh,
And
that feels so
it's
good.
that is a dope feeling, man. But you
Yeah.
know, I think we hesitate a little bit from ourselves because of the comfortability of the material that works. So
Sure.
we can get so
Yeah.
comfortable with the material that works, and you got that warm blanket around you because you like, this is
Yeah.
gonna work. They're gonna love me, and we're
Yeah.
so afraid for the crowd not to love you
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
that
Yeah.
we shy away from doing the material that's gonna get us stared at a little bit.
Yeah. And
You know what I mean?
that's what does like watching somebody like Nate. Like, I mean, dude is constantly writing. Like, constantly. And
Yeah.
it's like he's always working material.
Right.
So it's like you see that and it's like, okay. The same thing with
Right.
Gavin. Like,
Yeah.
dude is constantly doing new material. So it's
Yeah.
like, you know what I mean? It's like you feel like, oh, you feel compelled. I gotta write.
Yeah.
I gotta bring something new.
Yeah. I mean, it's that like you said, that muscle, the
Yeah.
constant working of the muscle. Like, I'll tell you something funny that happened to me last night. So, and tell me if you've been in any of these awkward situations. So I get to the venue and I meet with the guy that's in charge. He said it's an hour show. I said the show's only an hour. He goes, yeah. He
How
goes,
many
the other com
people?
that's what he said. The other comedian just called. He on his way, and I'm like, so it's two comedians. It's only an hour. He was like, yeah. And he said, but the other comedian said he didn't know who was supposed to open or close. I said, excuse me. So he was like,
Right.
he said he didn't
Like,
know who was
it's
supposed to open or
going,
close. And I said, I'm not here to open for anybody. That's what
man.
I told the
Right,
dude, right? So I said, let me text John. So I was texting the booker, right? So I text
yeah.
the booker and I'm like, yo, this guy said that he didn't know, told the guy he didn't know who's supposed to open or close. I said, y'all booked me to be the headliner, right? So then I didn't get a text message back. Then I would
Yeah.
call, and the dude was walking in as I was trying to call. So I hung up the phone. He said, hey, how you doing? Nice to meet you. Told me who his name was, whatever. I said, how you doing? He said, we worked together before. I said, I don't think so. He said, don't you got a joke? This was the funny part. Don't you got a joke about a license plate or something? I was like, yeah. I said, a joke I used to do, yeah. He's like, yeah, I think you opened for me and at the bowling alley, da 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 da. And I said, I know what you're talking about. I said, but I never opened at that spot. I always headlined that spot like that. I said, so I don't think I work with you. But what he did was he went online and looked at a bit. That's what he did. And they try to play it like, so he goes, well, it don't really matter to me, but you know, I've been traveling all day. So would you mind like if you just went up first? And then I said, I'm not opening, man. I just looked at him. I was like, I'm not opening at all. It's like that, right? So I said, because I didn't drive this far to do no 25 minutes, right? So he was like, well, I texted the booker. He'll let me know. So the dude texted me back, was like, oh no. He said, Jay, you definitely the headliner. I was like, all right, appreciate it. I said, yeah, man, you gotta go up first. And I just walked away. Now this dude is like 70, yo. Like,
Oh,
so I'm like, I'm like, yeah. I can't believe this motherfucker. Like I'm mad, right? I'm like, this motherfucker trying to make me open for him, right? I'm looking at him like, dude, ain't no way in hell you was going to be able to follow me, right? That's the first thing I'm thinking in my head, right? So he go up there and do his set, and I'm like, man, hell no. I said, I knew damn well he wasn't going to think he was going to follow me, right? Yeah. That, right? So he get done. He do 30 minutes. So he's like, you got 30 minutes. I was like, this is bullshit. Because I don't even want to do 30. They should have let him do an hour and I could have just went back home. Or I could have did the hour and he could have went home. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I was like, all right. So I go up there and I go in. Like, first 5 minutes, the crowd laughter is already at the highest level it's been even after he got done, right? So and I'm only in 5 minutes in, right? So I'm killing it. And I see him in the back and each joke that I'm doing is more educational and more controversial, and it's clean, and it's like people are not expecting what I'm talking about. So it's like, it's uncomfortable, it's funny, it's clean, it's all these things going on, and I kill them. And right when I get to like my 30 minute mark, I go to the guy, I go, hey man, you mind if I do like 10 more minutes? And the dude was like, go ahead. And the crowd was like, I do like a closing joke, and then I do 4 street jokes at the end, and I say, all right, I'm going to do these street jokes because these are the jokes I want y'all to tell. I don't want you telling my material. So tell these. And I do these 4 street jokes and these people go insane, bro. They are wilding out. And I get done. He shakes my hand and all the crowd is walking out like, thank God you came up because I was about to go to sleep. And I was like, see?
That's you like I'm different like that. Like, I'll be like, okay. Probably because I'm just not confrontational. I don't know. I'm like, you know what? You want? Go ahead. But then in my mind, I'm thinking,
I'm gonna kill this dude. Right.
I won't say it. I won't even act like it. Right. But man, in my mind, I'm thinking I'm about to murder this dude.
I'm gonna make this mug work. Yeah. So here's the crazy thing. That is my personality.
Mm.
Like I don't mind the smoke at all.
Yeah.
I will have an uncomfortable conversation with somebody, look them dead in the face. Yeah. Like, yeah, nah, man, I ain't opening for you. Like, yo, you so... So DS, like I told you, me and DS talk on the phone all the time. So DS always be like, Jay Bliss, is that how you said it to him? I go, that's exactly how I said it to him. And he's like, you know what, Jay Bliss, you do be saying some wild stuff to people in their face. I go, yeah, So like when my podcast name is Bliss is Ignorant, right? And it's not necessarily ignorant. It's just that I don't want anybody ever to have a misconception of what I'm saying.
Right.
It might come off abrupt, but that's just how my mom was. Like, she would just say it. You'd be like, damn, well, you could have said it nicer. Boom. I was like, nah, you got the point though. Like, but, nah, you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I know where I stand with you now. You know what I mean? I don't have to guess. I know exactly how you feel about it.
It ain't no innuendos. I don't beat around the bush. Nah. I'd be like, so do you think we can? I'd be like, hell nah. And they'd be like, damn, you had to say it like that. I'd be like, I'm just letting you know. I ain't doing that shit. You know what I mean? Like,
but now I know. Now it's like, okay, well, at least I know. Nothing else I know you don't want to do it.
Hey, we was in a green room one time. And he was like 4 comedians in there. And somebody was like, well, what's the order? And then I was just like, how long you been doing comedy? Somebody was like 7 years. I definitely ain't going before you. And I was just going around the room like that. It was like, yo, they were like, yo, Bliss, you wow. Like, dude, I'm like, dude, I'm just letting you know. I'm like, if you only been doing comedy 7 years and I've been doing it 18, why would I go up in front of you?
Yeah,
and then
that's
he was
true.
Like, and he was like, well, I could be funny. I said, you saying you could be funny. I'm telling you, you're not funnier than me. And then so I was like, and then here's the thing. If you are, that's my job. Like, I can handle that. I can handle you being funnier than me. What you going to do if I'm funnier than you?
Right. You know what I'm saying? See, now me, I just be like, all right, man, go ahead. Like, cool.
Because you a silent killer. That's why. I don't know
about that. I don't like being uncomfortable. I'm like, all right, man, just do you.
No, I remember. I like when Ronnie Jordan told the story. Ronnie Jordan brought a feature, and they booked me to feature for him at the Stardome. So he had brought a feature, and then I came, then so he didn't know. So they had to cut the features times. They split the features time. They gave us 20 minutes apiece. And then Ronnie was going to close out the show with like 45.
Yeah.
So we was like, all right, cool. We'll do it that way. So he let his feature go first. And then I went up. And then Ronnie's going to come out to me. Ronnie said he went, got his food, and sat down. He said, I got like 4 jokes in. He's like, man, let me get my ass up, man. He was like, this dude about to make me work tonight. I was cracking up. He was like, he's like, that DJ Bliss went up there. I was like, he's like, damn. He said, let me get my shit together, man. He
that's hilarious. But see, then you was just like, I'm not going back. You just not going to back down. Mm-hmm. Like, you just, and it's not that I'm going to back down. It's just that it's not necessarily that I'm back down. I'm just like, I'll handle it a different way.
Absolutely. Like, absolutely. Like, I mean, we've all been in situations where somebody has disrespected you, or they'd be like, I remember doing a show one time and somebody had me doing 15 minutes and then had somebody that was way worse than me doing 25 minutes after me. And I was like, worst, you sure? Man. I said, you sure that's the order you want to do? He was like, yeah. I was like, all right. Bruh. I said, okay.
The wildest junk I ever had happened to me. I was in Hilton Head, South Carolina. Mm-hmm. And we went to, I forget the name of the club there, but I wasn't even on the show. I was just there. It was a funeral or something, somebody in my family. So mm-hmm. we go down there and I asked them to let me do a guest spot. Yeah. So they're going to let me do a 10-minute guest spot. Ooh. I go up there before the headline, right, to do 10 minutes. I'm talking about destroyed that joint. Right. Yeah. They going crazy in there. I get off stage, the headliner goes up. He does 10 minutes maybe. And he's like, I hear him say something like, well, you want me to just bring the other guy back up? And somebody was like, hell yeah. Right? I'm like, man, whatever. So I go outside. I'm outside, and then all of a sudden, all I know, the club doors fly open. Yeah. Somebody run out like, yo, they booed dude off stage. They want you to go back up. Bro, I had to go back up on stage. They booed this man off stage, man. He was the headliner.
Dude, that's what is so funny.
I'm a guest spot. You can't follow the guest spot. Why are y'all booking him?
That joint is so funny, man.
And then, like I told them, like I told the crowd, I'm like, yeah, man, I appreciate the love, but I'm like, I ain't getting paid for this. He did. Y'all got me working for free for this man. Got me working for free for the white man.
And you say, yo, they booed Amy, need you to come back on stage. That's hilarious, man.
They booed this man off stage and asked me to come back up. I'm not even supposed to be here.
That joint is funny, man.
I wish I knew that dude's name, though. That was
crazy. Oh, that's so funny. That is hilarious, man.
Imagine what that would do for you, your confidence in your career. You have a guest spot. They let a guest spot come up and murder you.
But here's the thing. That's why it's important to watch the sets. That's why it's important as comedians to be in the back.
Well, he did. To he watch was, the though, because this, right. this room didn't even have a green room for him to be in.
But tell me, all right, so based on your 17 years and based off my 18, like I know how I would handle that, right?
Yeah.
First of all, I'm getting on stage. First thing I'm saying is, yo, man, y'all give it up for Mike James. Yo.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
That's like the first thing you do, right? Sure. Now you got to find something to call back from what you just mm-hmm. did.
Yeah.
That's how you keep it relevant. You know what I'm saying? And like those little knickknacks or little things that we know now, right?
Yeah.
Position on the stage or callbacks or somebody's married and is in the audience or is they celebrating their anniversary and you get up and you start talking about it immediately. Like those are the things that we know now that we never knew, like we was 3 or 4 years in. You know what I mean? But now,
that, I mean, you learn that. You have to learn that. That's how you don't get that. That's why you don't. That's why you're not good your first 3 or 4 years. That's why you should not be looking for money your first couple of years. This is not insane to me that these not at people all. Are doing comedy for a year and expecting pay for it.
That's crazy
to me, dog.
How you feel about your crowd work?
Oh, I'm so comfortable now, dog. I'm like, I feel like I'm in a pocket now, dude. Like, I don't feel like, I don't feel like there's anything that can happen that can shake me up. Knock on wood. I'm not saying that there isn't. I'm saying I don't feel like there is. Dude, I'm comfortable with it. Like, I look for it sometimes.
Yeah, but I put myself apart because like I don't post all the great crowd work. I post the confrontational stuff. Like if people be like, yo, why you always be
Yeah,
arguing with people? I go, yo, because
you like arguing, man. It's certain, dude. I would say Ali, Toure, Pierre. Like y'all are like confrontational. Y'all are like, what's the word I'm looking for, man? Like y'all just look to oppose stuff, man. Like y'all always. Like I'll be looking on posts and stuff, and like some of the stuff y'all post, or like the comment. Like if somebody posts something, and then I look at a comment and see y'all comment, I'm like, y'all looking to argue.
Let me tell you something. Terray is the biggest troll
Oh
on
my
Facebook to
God,
me.
dude,
Yo,
he's
that
the
dude made me
worst.
laugh so much, man. Cause I be like, yo, why do y'all fall for that shit every
And
time,
I'm
yo?
and like, dude, what's funny is like, if I see somebody that I know he follows, and I see them post something like something sad or something, like man, these clubs be tripping. I just
Here he go.
hate because I
Here he
know he
go.
gonna say,
Yeah, here he go.
right,
He gonna be
well,
like,
how
he
much?
be like, oh, they won triple last week though. Why you gonna be
Yes. my man, stay arguing with people, man. Dude is,
Ali too.
oh.
Yeah, Pierre is funny because Pierre be on some old "woe was me" stuff, and I'd be like, dude, stop, man. Like it's the thing. Like, ain't nobody. When that dude put up one day, he put up "Why comedians stand still on stage." That's what he said, right? And I was
Oh, God.
like, and I said,
That's me.
I said, yeah, I said I stand still on stage. He said, man, you supposed to move around. I said, no, that's what you do. I said, don't tell me how to tell my joke. And the dude was like, yeah, because you watch
No.
his Def Comedy
Oh,
Jam,
yeah, he
they're
is
talking
back
back
and
and
forth.
forth, right? But I'm like, that
Yeah,
looked
yeah,
like
yeah.
nervous energy to me. Like that's what that like. You look like
So
you
you don't move at
uncomfortable.
all? You do you? I guess you don't.
Nah, man, I stand there. I'm pretty much there. Like I do good. Like crowd watching, like I can engage people
Okay.
by just keeping my eyes moving around the crowd,
Yeah.
and I do a lot of hand gestures, but
Yeah, yeah,
I'm
yeah.
not walking around, man.
But you ain't walking around.
I'm
Yeah,
not
yeah.
walking
I mean, I
around.
know you don't move around, but so like for me, I think mine is, and it's not even nervous movement because that when I'm once I hear my name, I'm not nervous at all.
Oh,
I'm good. Once they call me, I'm straight. But I do like I like. Move back and forth. I do a
Back and
lot of
forth,
back and forth, but not walking, just like kind of
just
stepping side
bouncing,
to side.
stepping aside to side,
So now
Now,
we doing like with Nate, we got the ramp. And
oh,
that's so I love it. I think Nate loves it. A lot of people don't like it. I love it because a lot of people got to think about turning. But for me, it's just kind of, I'm just kind of moving back and forth anyways. I just kind of do it in a roundabout motion. Like I love it, dude. Like that's
That's a weird way to do things, but yeah, that's something I've never done yet. But
yeah.
I think I'll be fine with it because, like I said, I don't get nervous. I'm good at public speaking.
Yeah.
I grew up performing, you know what I mean? So it's not like
Okay.
a yeah, like stages don't bother me. I'm way
Yeah,
more
yeah, yeah.
comfortable on stage than I am anywhere else. You know what I mean?
Ain't that crazy?
It is
That's weird,
crazy.
right?
It is, and I tell people that's
I
why I felt like
wonder
I was gonna be good at comedy. Cause
why.
they go, why? I go, cause when I get on stage, that's where I'm most comfortable.
And it doesn't make sense. It's like I can be so uncomfortable like at a party or something, but like let me get on stage, I'm good. You know what I mean? It's weird, dude. Like it's
It's a blessing though, man. That's part of the gift. That's part of the gift. Yeah. You think about it. You think about 90% of society is have stage fright. Right. And then we don't. It's like a superpower.
Well, I think I do have stage.
I don't. I tell people I get anxious. I get anxious to get on stage. I want to get on stage to do my thing. So man, it could be 50 people, it could be 50,000. When I get on stage, and that microphone in my hand.
Right. Well, see, what I'm saying. But up until the point where they call my name, like, I feel like I'm going to throw up.
Oh, for real?
Up until that point, I'm so nervous.
Yeah.
As soon as I hear my name, I'm good. Like, it's like I zone out.
So is it no matter what the venue is it every show or is it just certain types of shows?
Every show, dude.
Wow.
And somebody said, and it made sense to me, they said they think I need that. Like, it's as part of my process.
Right.
Like I need to feel nervous to get in.
To perform, yeah.
No, maybe. I don't know, but I don't like it.
I'm anxious for it to be my turn.
Yeah, I'm anxious.
I'm never nervous. Like, I won't eat though. I won't eat before I go on stage.
I mean,
I done had a couple incidents where I was about to shit myself on stage. That's the worst.
Yeah.
One time I was in Cincinnati, man, my dumb ass with the Skyline Chili, bro.
Ooh.
That was the worst thing in the world, bro. I was maybe one more joke away from fucking shitting myself. That's my time. I'm Jay Bliss, man. I went to that damn green room, man. I blew that damn bathroom up, bro.
Hell no, no. I remember one day I went. Craig Robinson was in town, and I went to go holler at him one day. I wasn't even on the show. I just went to go holler at him. And he had went to get some hot chicken that day. So he goes up on stage, and I'm eating in the green room. And all of a sudden, I hear Mike James come to the stage.
Yeah.
That man called me to the stage. I'm like, what is happening? I'm on stage doing material. Still don't know what's going on. Don't know how much time I'm doing.
Right.
Nothing. He's been on stage like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
So I'm like, what? So I do like 10 minutes to come off stage, man. They tell me when I came back on stage, he had the shit.
Yeah.
In the middle of his set. He jumped off and called me.
Listen.
Time.
I was doing a show with the comedian. And dude, I was 30 minutes into my set and my stomach was like, and I ate,
for real?
I ate
that's a, never
I,
happened.
I ate a pizza from their food truck before I got on stage.
Oh man.
And dog, my stomach was like, no, we gotta go right now. And damn. I called the feature act back up on stage and I said, hey man, I gotta go take a shit. And I was like, you go out here and rock this. I said, when I get done, I'm gonna come back and I'm gonna give you the best 15 minutes I got. I promise. Crowd That's started funny. Cheering. He got back up there. He did the time. I went in that bathroom, dude. I blew that joint down. You hear me?
That's hilarious,
Got done. Got back on stage. Did my last 15 minutes. And then the next time I did a show with that dude, I told that story.
That's funny, dude. Yeah. I've never had like
knock on wood.
I've had times. Yeah, we're right. Like, I've had times where I felt like I remember I was in Atlanta. The last time I was in Atlanta, I think it was last year. And it was like right before I got on stage, I really felt like I was gonna throw up. Like that day, I just wasn't feeling good. But it's like as soon as I get on stage, that energy from the crowd, even when I get like the bubble guts, like once I get on stage, like I think it's almost like my body's like, I ain't gonna fuck with you right now.
It's like an endorphin, like it's. Yeah. It's like a, you know, like I said, like if you ever been sick, you got a cough and you having sex and you don't cough at all. Like you don't have no symptoms when you're having sex. And then after it's all over with, you start coughing and hacking and your headache come back. Like everything.
I ain't never had that happen. But
it's like an endorphin. I'm telling you, it's like an endorphin. It is. For, I'm it telling you, bro. It blocks everything out, man. It does, man. It does. People don't know that. People, that's a fact, bro. Like you,
that's funny.
Mess around to have a bad headache. Yeah. And then your wife give you something. You ain't gonna have no headache going on that doing the act. But when it's over, the headache come right back.
Probably worse. It ain't worth it. Juice ain't worth the squeeze.
Hey, man. So now you gotta do what you gotta do, man. Yeah, man, dude. So we going up. We are past the hour. Usually do about an hour, but give everybody your social media, man, so they can follow you.
Oh yeah. So you on anything like Instagram? It's Funny Man Mike James on Instagram. On Facebook, it is Funny Man Mike J. It's weird because it's like I have to do these different names because, you know, it's like two more comedians named Mike James.
Yep.
Now, one dude, the older dude, you know, he'd been doing it longer than me. Mm-hmm. But it was another dude, and I think he out in L.A., because Craig Robinson hit me up one day and was like, hey, man, you out here? I was like, nah. So then he sent me the list. I'm like, how I get on the list? And then I found out the other day, I was like,
another guy named Mike James. That's crazy. So anybody that's out there, y'all listening, this Mike James look like Kev on stage and Tony Tony Baker had a baby. That shit funny.
That's so crazy, man.
Nah, but somebody
just look at the comments, though.
I've been on Bernard's, I look at all his comments. I gotta go look at your comments. People be arguing about the dumbest shit. One lady got an argument under my comments because my daughter say sir to me. Lady got mad. Why your kids say sir to you?
See, that's what I'm saying. Like, why, dude?
I was like, they my kids. What you worried about it for?
Right. Like I think it was Dustin Nickerson had said that, like, he used to laugh at people for talking about getting bullied online. Until he had stuff started go viral. He's like, it's so much worse. And he ain't lying, dude. Like, like some of them comments, I'm like, man, y'all are so mean, dude.
It's going to be crazy. And I can't even imagine what the comments going to be when I do an episode with my daughters on this podcast. That's going to be the crazy joint. I'm gonna do an episode with them on there, but they're gonna be like, why they say sir to you? I'm like, that's just what they do, man. They've been doing that since they were 4 years old. They've been doing that since they was four. That's how their mother raised them. Like, what am I supposed to do? I'm gonna tell you, you ain't gotta say that to me. Hey, mama, go off with them if they don't respond to me in that manner. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's their mom. You know what I mean? It's crazy. How old are your two now?
My son is 13, my daughter's 10. So,
Listen, man, hold on to your daughter now.
I'm trying, dog. I'm doing my best.
Mine are 16, bro.
Yeah.
They into them boys, man. They ain't got time for me. I FaceTime them today, right? Okay, I knew which one to call first because she picked up immediately. Yeah. Like, she picked up immediately. Yeah. She was smiling. Is that the one that looks like you? No, the one that looked like me act too much like me, and we bump heads. Like, we bump heads.
So
I called the other one. She answered the phone. Hey, Daddy. I was like, how you doing? I said, what y'all doing? We got to go get our basketball pitches done over. Da, 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 da. I was like, all right, cool. I was like, where your sister at? She's like, she in her room. She's like, wait a minute, I'll add her on. So she FaceTime her. My sister, her sister answered the phone. Yeah. I'm like, what's up? She got the FaceTime on, but she won't look into the camera. Yeah, like, she's facing the ceiling. Yeah, it's facing the ceiling. I'm like, yo. Then she do one of them, like, eye looks like, hi, Dad. I'm like, yo.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? But it's like, you know, it's just like one of those things, man. It's like, I tell you something funny that happened. My daughter hit me up for some money a couple weeks ago. She was like, she needed like $50 or $60. And she texted me, and I called her on the phone. I said, hey, let's not normalize texting me about money. You want to ask me for some money? How about you give me a call? Let me talk to you. Let me hear your voice or see you face to face, and let's talk about this in general. I don't want you feeling where you could just text me and get money, and then I don't want you feeling uncomfortable to call me about money. Right. Like, right. So that's don't true. let's not start that. You know what I mean? Because you know, yeah. I'm not gonna be the dad. We'd be like, can you cash at me $100? I'm like, why?
Like, right. Like I'm an ATM. Yeah.
Ask me how I'm doing today. You know what I'm saying? Something. Did you check your blood pressure? Right, you know, ask me something. Right.
Straight to the blood pressure. You already taking the head, man.
No, man. I'm 50, bro. Like, what I'm supposed to do?
Are you 50 for real?
I'm 50, man. I turned 50 last July. That's why I take my album. I did my album at 50 year. So, man. Bro. You know, we. Black don't crack, bro. That's why we almost stand on that.
I was looking at Tony Tone. I was looking at Tony Tone the other day. I was like, dude, that's crazy.
Tone does his. Yeah, but he stay in the gym, bro. That's a good brother, too. That's a good brother, yeah, man.
That's a great brother, man.
That's a good brother. Yeah. I got to get him on here. That's who I got to get on here.
Yeah.
I'm glad you brought Tone up. I'm glad you brought... That's going to be the next episode right there, Mike. That's going to be the next episode right there.
That's very entertaining. Absolutely, man.
Hey, man, I appreciate you coming on, man. And we're going to have to do this again soon. We might have to do another Comedians Chopping It Up.
Yeah.
Where I bring the Tennessee crew back in.
Dude, I love that, man. Y'all are funny, man.
Y'all make me laugh more than any group of people, man. It's like, y'all get together. I want to go on tour with y'all, man. I want to go on tour with y'all. I'm telling you, if I can get me, you, Renard, Ambrose, and Marvin Hunter.
Oh man, yeah, dog, that's a squad,
dog. That joint would be crazy. That would be a great squad. But let me win that lottery and get that motor home. Y'all gonna be like, yo, why this dude pulling up? Like y'all get home. We head across the country.
I wish you say less. I'll be there.
All right, man. Appreciate you, man.
All right, fam. I appreciate
right.
you.
Peace.
Yeah. Oh,